It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Former Robert Morris University women's ice hockey goalie Breanne McLaughlin has made the U.S. women's Olympic hockey team. She's headed to the Winter Games in Sochi, which begin in about a week. Breanne competed in 102 games for the Colonials between 2005 and 2009 and is making her second appearance in the Olympics. She was part of the team that won a silver medal in the 2010 Vancouver Games, and she joins us now by phone from Boston. Breanne McLaughlin, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Women's hockey is now a well-established sport at the Winter Olympics. What does it say about the Robert Morris women's program that it is producing players like you who are taking their place on the international stage?
The women have making like huge strides the last couple of years. I was lucky enough to be on the very first team at Robert Morris, and we just got whooped on all the time. A brand new team. We're all freshmen trying to compete with these teams, and we took our lumps, and now they're fifth in the country. So I'm extremely proud, and I was the first Olympian to come out of the program, but I don't think I'll be the last. They've got a couple players on there right now that have a shot at the Team Canada. So.
And I was going to ask you how those 4 years at Robert Morris helped you to improve your game, but I guess if, as you say, you were getting whipped up on as a goalie, it sounds like you might have been facing a lot of shots, which is probably a good thing, right?
I loved it. That's a huge reason why I went there. I knew we were going to get a ton of shots, and that's my favorite kind of game, is being busy the whole time. So I think it helped me develop for sure, just getting that many repetitions every single weekend. But it was a little bit of adjustment coming to the U.S. team because we're really good. So you'd have to pay attention the whole game because you might only get 10 shots. So I was used to being just constantly busy all the time to then just kind of standing there hanging out in the net on the U.S. team.
Now, there are three goalies on the U.S. women's Olympic team. Where do you fall in the pecking order, and how much playing time do you anticipate seeing in Sochi?
I'm not sure at this point. In the beginning of the year, I was playing really well. And in the past, I was the newest goalie. I was third goalie in the last Olympics, being my first year on the team. And I was finally kind of climbing the ladder and then got injured a couple months into the season. So I just recently got back on the ice, and I'm back feeling better. So we'll see here in the next couple of days. And they haven't really told us, like, what's the order. But our most veteran goalie, Jessie Vetter, she's playing unreal right now. And she's one of my best friends on the team, so I'll let her have it. But I don't know. They might just kind of have her play all five, or maybe sometimes in the past they'd each give us a game and then Jessie would play the rest, but we're not sure.
You did not see any action, I understand, 4 years ago. How hard is it to stay ready when you aren't getting playing time? You're only an injury away from getting into a game, so how do you stay mentally and physically prepared?
I actually got like 10 minutes in the last Olympics.
10 minutes?
Yeah, they told me, you know, this is your rookie season. You're not, like, you just need to, like, have fun, compete hard, and all that kind of stuff, and we'll let you have the experience of being on the bench for the first game. I was like, all right, sweet. I was all pumped up about it. In the last 10 minutes of the game, he kicks me in the butt and goes, hey, why don't you get in the net? I was like, oh, okay. I was not ready for that, but it was a blast. And this time around, I know there's a chance that I could be backing up or maybe playing a game, and that all kind of comes with the territory of being a goalie. Only one of you can play, and if you're not, you have to be ready all the time and almost prepare like you're going to play. If something can happen at any point, and you need to be ready and be sharp.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we're talking with former Robert Morris University women's ice hockey goalie Breanne McLaughlin, who has made the U.S. women's Olympic hockey team, and she is on her way to the Winter Games in Sochi. How did you end up becoming a hockey goalie in the first place, Breanne?
I've got a pretty similar story to everyone else on our team. I think about 90% of the girls on this team have older brothers. So Michael started playing when he was probably four, which made me two. So I pretty much grew up on skates my whole entire life. And then in Mites, they just kind of pass the equipment around and everybody can play. And my team, no one else wanted to play. So I got stuck with it, and luckily I ended up loving it. And then my brother and I would just play all the time when we were kids.
What is it that you like about goaltending? Were there other positions you wanted to play?
I would skate out every once in a while when I was a kid, but I don't know if I could really tell you what I love about it. But I guess it's kind of like when a forward scores a goal, like when you make a big save. And I was always pretty athletic. I played all kinds of different sports, so just being in the net and being able to like dive around and make big saves. And I think the competing part of it is my favorite. I've tried playing and just kind of like beer league hockey and stuff like that, and it's not as fun for me because I think it's like being competitive and stuff like that is my favorite part.
Well, you have a silver medal with which the U.S. team won 4 years ago. Will you be satisfied with anything less than a gold medal this time around?
No. That's been a huge part of our training this year. We've got about half of the team that are returners from 2010, and it comes up in the locker room all the time. We're very proud after the fact of being able to come home with a silver medal, but that game was, it just crushed everybody. Everyone worked for 4 years, and some people have been dreaming about a gold medal since they were kids, and it's an everyday commitment for everybody. So then to go out there and be dreaming of a gold and working towards a goal for 4 years and then to not get it was devastating. But that's fueled us over the last 4 years. It's in every tournament, every camp, we talk about it and what we need to do. It's not just going to be handed to us. And we've been working on all those small things and every situation that could possibly happen, we've worked on it. So there's going to be no surprises. We're playing games at 9 o'clock at night because that's what time we're going to play in Russia. So we've been doing all those things, and we want it really bad.
Now, it usually comes down to the U.S. versus Canada in the gold medal game. Assuming that it happens again, what is it going to take to finally beat the Canadians? Because with the exception of 1998 in Nagano, when the U.S. won the first gold medal in the first women's Olympic hockey tournament, Canada has had our number, so what's it going to take to finally take Canada down?
I think we've got it right now. We've been playing really, really good hockey. In the past, I think it was preparation, to be honest. In 2010, we kind of ran around. We were all new. There's only five returners, and we were just living it up at the Olympics and enjoying every moment, which is awesome, but we weren't ready to win a gold medal. You need all those small components every day. And this time we have those kind of conversations and we're making sure everybody's ready and they know what to expect when we're there. And for those 2 weeks, it's just being concentrating on the things that we're supposed to be concentrating on. And as much as we want to enjoy the Olympics and have all those memories, we also want a gold medal. So I think it's going to be just sticking to those things and continuing to do what we're doing every day because we're really successful that way.
Now, there are concerns about security in Sochi and questions about how safe the athletes are going to be, particularly those from the United States. How concerned are you, Brianne? Are there any fears in the back of your mind?
I'm honestly not that worried about it. We've had a lot of our staff going back and forth, and they've only come back with good things. The amount of security Russia has is pretty huge. You can put the Olympics anywhere, and it's going to be awesome. And as a host, I'm sure Russia doesn't want anything to go wrong when they're hosting something like the Olympics.
And after the Olympics, what are your plans? I understand that you have been behind the bench as an assistant coach for the Colonials. Will you pursue coaching in the future?
I do love coaching. As of right now, the plan is to have my own crease kind of over there by Neville Island, and I want to coach goalies. That's basically what I did at Robert Morris, was I was in charge of the goalies, and I love that aspect of coaching. So I'd like to continue that and do my own lessons and have my own space for that. But then there's also a chance that I will continue playing. So I'm just going to wing it, I guess, with my life.
So you'll come back to Pittsburgh after the Olympics?
Yeah. Yeah, my husband and I have kind of settled there in Pittsburgh. He went to Robert Morris. I went to Robert Morris, and we love it. So we'll continue to live there. And he loves his job coaching, so that's where we'll be.
Breanne McLaughlin is a former Robert Morris University goaltender who is heading to the Winter Olympics in Sochi as a member of the U.S. women's hockey team. She joined us by phone from Boston. Breanne McLaughlin, best of luck to you at the Olympics. Thank you so much for being with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to today's edition of Essential Pittsburgh. You can listen to all of our shows in their entirety by going to our website at wesa.fm. Until next time, I'm Paul Guggenheimer.